Today, we have Carl Albrecht, our representative, up in the legislature, giving a report of what's been happening. Thank you, Carl, for taking the time to visit with us on Castle Country Focus.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Dylan. It's been a kind of a crazy week. Things are starting to come together. The budget's being finalized, and you probably heard on the news that we decided to not do anything with the food tax or the sales tax, and so that was kind of a relief to me. I think it needs more study, and they'll study that during the interim. We did approve $100 million in bonding for highway projects, and we did approve $100 million in bonding on the prison. A lot of people say, well, why has that gone up? And the cost of the prison really hasn't gone up. This is for infrastructure. As you know, they're developing that northwest quadrant out there west of the airport, and a lot of this will be paid for power lines into the area and water and sewer and roads and that type of infrastructure. And really, there'll be some extra property that's available that will be sold, and some of the infrastructure money will come back to the state. They'll probably make that much money back on the project, so when they sell those lots to different businesses. So a lot of money being spent. The weighted pupil unit for the school system education went up 4%. Which was a nice increase for the public education. State employees, higher ed, all got a 2% increase. We spent a lot more hours on the floor this week. Monday night, we went till 11 p.m. and actually got ahead of the Senate, so we kind of been slowing down a little the last few days, letting them catch up with us. And we had an interesting discussion Monday was the last day for committees, and I sat on an economic development workforce services meeting. We had a group of students from Utah and BYU and USU and some high school kids from Logan, and there was a resolution on climate change, and that was an interesting discussion. I was tweeted about all over Twitter, I guess, about my comments, and pretty much told them that, look, we need all forms of energy. Of course, they wanted to do away with the coal and the natural gas and so forth. And
they wanted to do with natural gas also?
Oh yeah, I gave a speech on where we were in the energy sector based on my background, and told them that we needed all sources, and we also needed nuclear. And you know, if they're young, bright students, they should be working on finding a carbon sequestration plan that would work, and they should be finding a nuclear plan that would work, and that they should be doing some things. But for them to think that we're going to live on solar and wind was just wishful thinking. And so I gave them my utility speech.
So you were proven to be narrow-minded then, is that what I'm to understand?
I think I sent a good message to them, because later on that evening, I got a call from one of their parents and said, you know, Representative Albrecht, what you said made sense. And the more I've thought about it, the more I've appreciated your comments. And I was just disappointed that in the kids that they didn't get the resolution passed. It failed on a 5-5 vote in the committee.
Five to five in the committee. Well, right. That's pretty close, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you can't get much closer than that.
Yeah. Wow.
But she says, would you be willing to rewrite this resolution so these kids could bring it back to you next year? And I said, well, you get a hold of me after the session, I might take a stab at it, but it's not going to have all the things they want in it. So that was an interesting debate. It went on for a couple hours, and the media was there, and a lot of people, and it was... I hope I made some sense to them and tried to educate them a little bit.
But did you get negative? Did you get negative tweets and whatnot? I mean, for making good sense.
I got a few, but most of them were positive. You know, that goes to the territory.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
As far as my other bills, I've got one in the Senate waiting action, hopefully today, and then I'm also sponsoring Senator Hinken's bill on the search and rescue card that passed the Senate and should be over to the House today, and hopefully I can get that past the House today and it'll become law. And I don't know if you know much about that one.
Search and rescue?
Yeah.
No, we haven't talked about that one.
Okay, so that's Senate Bill 272 that Senator Hinken sponsored, and it's an amendment to a bill that was passed in 2015. It's called Search and Rescue Assistance Card. So it forbids a county from charging a participant if they buy a search and rescue card, which will probably be somewhere between $10 and $20, unless they intentionally or recklessly create the situation that requires rescue services. So, you know, these rural counties have to go out quite a bit and rescue folks when they're hiking or in the countryside down there that we call home. They get themselves in trouble following a GPS in the winter that takes them out on the shortest distance between two points, but then they get lost. And so this bill will, they can buy a card from the sheriff's office. I think they can also buy from state parks, the Office of Tourism, Outdoor Recreation, and they'll be able to, if they're, you know, being responsible and not reckless, if they have to get rescued, then they're exempt from the charges, you know, whether it's a helicopter or search and rescue crews, snowmobiles, whatever. And then those funds go into training and equipment and that type of thing. For the sheriffs for their search and rescue, and it's backed by the Utah Sheriff's Association, the Office of Outdoor Recreation, and so on and so forth. So I think it's a good deal for rural Utah.
It's like an insurance policy against getting lost out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. In short time left, what other things are going on?
Well, those are the highlights. I think, you know, it's amazing to me how in 45 days Utah can make it through as many bills as they do and balance their budget. That just never ceases to amaze me. And, you know, a lot of people talk about going longer period of time, but I think if we can get it done in 45 days, we ought to get it done and go home and give the citizens a break.
I attribute it to your superior management and abilities, Carl.
Well, there's a lot of good people up here that are a lot smarter than me, but I think I bring a little common sense to the situation, and you know, I think for a first-year freshman, I think I've made somewhat of an impact, and and hopefully for the good. And people have appreciated my common sense point of view in committees and on the floor. And you know, hopefully I can hone that down and even do better in a future year.
Well, you proved that with your speech on the resolution to for climate change. You demonstrated that. So, well, Carl, thank you for taking the time and visiting with us on Castle Country Focus.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy to visit with you each week, and we'll look forward to one more next week.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you.